This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Stop and Shop workers are on strike. The union, representing 31,000 grocery workers, announced the strike today after 3 months of contract talks with Stop and Shop. Jeff Bolin, president of United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1445, says in a video posted online, the two sides are still miles apart.
This company has shown us that they do not respect you. They do not respect the hard work that you do every day, and we're done talking.
WBUR's Quincy Walters is outside a Stop and Shop in Somerville. He joins us now. Quincy, what's the scene there?
Hey, Jack. So there are about 20 Stop and Shop employees here on the corner outside of the store. Earlier, they were in the front, but Somerville Police Department told them that the owners of Stop and Shop said they didn't want them on their property anymore. So they're roadside holding up signs and getting a lot of people to honk in support for them.
Quincy, what are you hearing from workers about the decision to strike?
Well, workers say that they've been ready for this. They've been waiting for this for a couple of weeks. I did talk to one worker, Shalina Warren, who works here at the store, and she says she's ready to strike for as long as it takes.
As long as we all have each other's support, I'll strike with the rest of them until we get what it is that we feel like we deserve in a fair contract.
Quincy, there are five UFCW locals that represent workers in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. They all have one contract, and one of the big sticking points here is health care premiums. What are they saying about that and then other issues that led to this breakdown in talks?
Right. So the workers say that the proposed contract would have them paying higher premiums almost twice as much, and that there are proposed cuts to the monthly pension, so they would go to a 401k as opposed to their current fixed pension. And workers say that they want to continue paying the healthcare premiums they pay now, and they want to stick on that fixed pension.
What are representatives for Stop and Shop saying?
Stop and Shop says that they're disappointed in this fight because as early as this morning an offer was made, they say that these healthcare premiums are unusually low and that even with the raise in premiums, it would still be low compared to industry standards. Stop and Shop says that there would be pay increases across the board and that they'd continue to provide the, quote, gold-level health care benefits. There's a federal mediator involved, and Stop and Shop says it's ready to negotiate with workers.
What about the customers? How are they reacting to this? Are any, you know, crossing the picket line to go inside the store?
Yeah, so the store is still open. It's operating with self-checkout only. I spoke to one woman, Candace Cole, who walked out of the store without realizing there was a strike going on at the time. Most of the workers weren't chanting. And Cole says had she known, she wouldn't have bought anything there. She says that as long as the workers are protesting, she will not shop there. For other customers, it's a matter of convenience. They have to be at work soon or they have to pick up their kids, and it's the closest grocery store to them.
That's WBUR's Quincy Walters joining us from Somerville. Quincy, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.